This is the Aftermarket Radio Network. Hey, Carm Capriotto here, the Aftermarket Podcast Guy, and welcome to the 614th episode of Remarkable Results Radio. Hey, we welcome Esteban Gonzalez, owner of Pro Shop Automotive, Colton, California, to the podcast. Here's a great story about what it takes to be the leader of a family business and the change Esteban needed in his disciplines and mindset to lead and run a profitable auto repair business. You know, many can relate to Esteban, and many have yet to face the hard fact that it's not easy to run a profitable service business. Esteban laments that knowing the business numbers is one thing, and then assembling a great family team with the same passion is a secret to his success. He's learned much from his peers in ASECA. This is a true family business. His older brother is a master tech. His younger brother and sister work on the counter. And his parents live next to the shop and they eat home-cooked meals every day. Now, that tight family bond is what makes their team a success. Check out Esteban's advice on the power of networking and so much more from this millennial shop owner. Now, this keeps with my goal of providing you inspiring stories from the young shop owners who will be leading our industry into the future. Our aftermarket content is possible through sponsorships of Shopware and Apex. Hey, I just heard that Apex 2021 will again have the best and the brightest trainers and another fabulous schedule of technical and management training for you. This is specifically for shop owners and technicians. So stay tuned here for more details. And for now, get your pencil out and make sure Apex 2021 is on your calendar November 2nd through the 4th in Las Vegas. You know, now more than ever, you're focused on bringing cars through your bays safely and efficiently, and Shopware's shop management system offers a completely contactless workflow. Hey, look, your customers can review, approve, and even pay for the repairs right from their smartphone or personal device. It's a fabulous, fabulous feature. Request a demo and see them in action on the web at getshopware.com. Hey, our new show, Aftermarket Weekly, is where we feature the wisdom from a guest host and the industry's first ever virtual shop tour. Now, Aftermarket Weekly is now a podcast, so if you're listening on a podcast app right now, search for Aftermarket Weekly and make it one of your favorites, and you can watch every episode at aftermarketweekly.com. The key talking points for this episode with Esteban Gonzalez reside at remarkableresults.biz/E614. Hey, thanks for being here in the front row of life in the automotive service business. Hey, a warm welcome to Esteban Gonzalez from Pro Shop Automotive, Colton, California. Hello, Esteban.
Hey, how's it going, Carm?
It's going great. It's part of my youth movement on the podcast. You're a young. Can I tell everybody how old you are?
Sure, yeah.
36, am I right?
36,
yeah. That makes you a millennial, I think?
Borderline. I'm not too sure, but.
Yeah, you're a borderline something. I'm not sure.
Yeah.
And it was Dave Kusa who hooked us up, and I'm so happy for Dave, because when I actually had my icebreaker call with Esteban, I was just fascinated by his story, and I knew that it was one that we had to tell, because many of you can relate to this man's story. And, you know, it's all about, well, he was never a technician, but he found an opportunity, he was with his brother, there's a lot of family going on, I didn't know how to make money. Can anyone relate to all those stories? I bet you they can. How did your brother kind of drag you in this thing, but yet he's not in the business with you?
Well, he's been a technician for almost right out of high school. He got an opportunity, and he loved working on cars, and he grew into a really great technician. And then, just like every other story you hear, you know, the technician jumps in and opens up his shop thinking, hey, you know, I could make tons of money. And things didn't, even though he had it for about 10 years, he struggled.
Wait a minute. Are you saying that he says if I charge $100, then I could put all of that money in my pocket?
Pretty much just how we all think, or at least when we start. That's what I thought too. So yeah, so he started his business, and as time went by, he had it closed down in 2009. So within I think he had it for around 9 years. I helped him in the front office. I got my smog technician's license. So I got involved a little bit with the industry, but not too much. And when he closed the shop that that he was working from, my dad owned it. So the shop was there, and that's where I got the opportunity.
You must have seen an opportunity to start a business, even though you weren't a technician and you wrenched very little. You must have had some entrepreneurial drive in you. You must have had a vision. you must have thought that there was a cool way to be able to service people's cars and make money at it.
The property was there. The location was there.
See, there you go. Those are two really keys.
Yeah. And I've always wanted to be a business owner. So I was like, this makes sense. I told my wife, which was my girlfriend at the time, hey, I'm going to give this auto repair thing a try. And she told me, and we were like laying down, I was kind of staring at the ceiling. And that's when I told her, and she's like, all right, man, but if you start, you better not quit.
How many people can relate to that story that's listening right now? Laying in bed, looking up, she says you can't quit. I mean, that's the story that I think a lot of us forget about, Esteban, and that is, why do so many business people fail along the way and they don't make money, they don't get help, they don't join associations, they don't find coaching, is because they made a commitment not to quit.
Yeah, and you need that right person. For me, it was my wife, to keep that drive going. Or if not, I would have quit. Like, I would have quit like 6 months into it. I was like, oh my God, dealing with the permits, with this, with that. I'm out.
Is she happy now that you're really showing some great signs of success?
Yeah. I mean, she's till the day, she's the one that still motivates me and keeps me going. And sometimes we get blindsided. We don't see our progress. And you need that person to kind of say, hey, look, you were right here and now you're over here. And we get lost sometimes. We get, you know, being in business, having a business, it's not too easy. So you need that right person to push you through the whole thing.
Well said. Now, when you would go to join ASECA, go to the meetings, or go to some of the coaches' boot camps that you went to, was she by your side at all?
She's the one that initiated that. She's like, hey, we have plans this weekend. We're going to go to this boot camp thing.
Okay, so it was easy to come back with the ideas of change that you would learn at these events and have her support your new vision.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
A missing ingredient for an awful lot of shop owners today is that they know what they want to do, but they don't have the support of their significant other.
Yeah, that's very important. Or the support of someone that's just the support of someone that kind of has that vision that, hey, you know, your things are going the right direction, even though sometimes we think things are going to crap. I mean, things aren't going that well. So yeah, you do definitely need that support.
You know, your story is fascinating and very similar to many about, you know, how long it took you to finally draw a paycheck.
Yeah. At first I thought, oh my God, this is like a gold mine. I'm going to, you know, charge to get some breaks done. We'll charge $100 and I'll pay the tech 20 and I'll keep 80. This is a no brainer. That's literally how I thought. I thought, oh, you know, no business background, just kind of.
It was so cool. You had the math, but you had it wrong.
Yeah, I figured that out real fast. I was like, whoa, this is...
Everyone knows how much I think that coaching is a critical component to success strategies today. It is. It doesn't have to be you have a coach forever, but you need to get that business acumen that a coach can help you with. You didn't know what was around the next corner back in the day?
No, not at all. We have had record months, the things I couldn't even imagine, like the amount of money that is involved to make the business run. I don't even think a lot of people realize that. They think, oh, wow, you make so much money, but they don't realize how much it actually takes to run at least try to run a good shop or a good business. If you would have told me, hey, you're going to make this much every week, I would have been like, that's insane. There's no way I could. That's crazy. But now it's almost like, man, we didn't meet our goal. We were a little shy, and those numbers I wouldn't have imagined back in the day, back when I started at all.
The word goal was never in your vocabulary a few years ago, was it?
Oh, for sure. No.
So are you living off goals and KPIs? I mean, are you living by, you know, here's the numbers, let's enter them, let's see what our gaps are?
Yeah. Well, every day I enter all my numbers. I kind of get an idea of where we're at. We have our daily meeting with our team, our weekly meeting, or where we kind of go over the numbers and we just kind of go from there. And we're struggling a little bit with production right now, but you know, that's our next goal. And once again, the guys in the shop right now, they're kind of like, wow, that's an extreme goal, but I know it's we're going to get there. We just have to figure out how, and little by little we're working toward that goal.
You know, I'm a big association guy. I so believe in the importance of them and the networking and the training they bring. When did you join ASCCA?
About 2 years ago.
Big help?
Oh, my God. Yeah, been in business for 7 years. There's a guy, his name is Pete Peterson. He is from day one, he would come in and try, he would say, hey, ASCCA is this and come and join us. And I'd be like, yeah, well, obviously I couldn't because I was like, running around like crazy. You know, I didn't have time to attend a meeting, you know, go drive 20, 30 minutes, sit there for 2 hours. I just couldn't at that time. That was my mentality. And he came every month consistently for about 5 years. Every single month to invite me. And finally I said, what the heck? Let me just give it a try. And I was in awe. Like, that's basically one of the reasons that just my mind kind of opened up and I got to meet people. I was always just very like, oh, I just got to make this work. And I didn't network with anybody. And once I found that networking, that, hey, there's other shops going through the same thing that you're going through. This is kind of normal. You're not doing things that bad, not that great, but not that bad. Yeah.
You also saw where the potential was if you would pull a few levers differently.
100%.
Like you're saying right now, you couldn't fathom what you could be earning and making and doing in sales volume now. And back then, you just thought you were in a coffee grinder. I mean, you're just grinding and grinding and going nowhere.
Yeah, the association to me, it means a lot. There's great people where we all have the same drive. We all have the same mission to better the industry. And I've never in a million years would have thought I would have gone to my neighbor's auto repair shop and tried to convince them to better themselves.
To me, that's a big thing for me. I call it adopt a shop. Just, you know, call the guy down the road and say, let's have coffee and wear him down after so many times of making that call and realizing that you're not there to steal any ideas or secrets. We just want to work together.
Yeah, that's it. People say it. There's too many cars for one shop to fix. There's cars for everyone.
Hey, Carm here. And coming up, Esteban has some sage advice for young shop owners. Hey, Carm here. And I can't say enough about the quality of instructors and the high level of technical and management training that was offered during the recent virtual Apex experience. Now, the great news is that show organizers for Apex 2021 are already hard at work to again assemble the best and the brightest instructors and the most timely and needed training for shop owners and technicians. Watch for a robust schedule of training and product demos on topics such as wheel alignment and ADAS calibrations. Also, training on how to be an effective leader, engine performance, diagnostic strategies, controller area networks, and using social media to grow your business. Now, those are just to name a few. With this caliber of training, make sure Apex 2021 is on your calendar November 2nd through the 4th. In Las Vegas. And together, let's make 2021 the year of growing sales, profits, and productivity for your business. Listen here for more Apex 2021 training and registration information. Shopware's innovative shop management system will give you back your time and put more money in your pocket. Make the switch today and watch technician efficiency gain 20%, enjoy increased recommended service, and even grow the highest parts profit margins ever with the smallest amount of work. You know, Steve from Ultimate Automotive says, I love that Shopware lets you complete every estimate on the inspection. And we even have a higher ARO, receive more approvals, and have had a significant increase in revenue. With our previous SMS, estimating was limited because it was so time consuming. This impacted not only what we could sell on each customer's current visit, but also what we would have prepared for following visits. Hey, your peers are happy. Let Shopware work for you. Book a demo at getshopware.com. You were telling me about going to boot camps and I think the Elite Fly Like an Eagles program and the ATI boot camp. And when you'd come out of them with just so many ideas. Can you remember any really good ideas that you walked away with that you came home and implemented?
The first couple of boot camps or seminars I went to, I'd come back really fired up, but in a weird way, like I'd wanted to make changes now and this. And I'd turn off most of my team. I'd turn them off. They'd be like, oh my God, this guy's nuts. You know, what's going on? And then at the same time, I'd kind of get lost and then the fire would die. And then, so I'd go back to another one and I'd come fired up. And then I was just all over the place. And then I think it was the Eagles course. I went to that one. Bob Cooper, he's very big on the team and treating them well. And I've never heard that concept. That was my first time that he specifically said, when you leave this seminar, just go back and tell your team thank you and even give them a hug, when we could give hugs. And I did that. I came back calm. They were like waiting for, the sit down half an hour. This is what we're going to do. And I didn't. I got back and I told everybody thank you. Thank you for, allowing me the opportunity to be out there for 4 days and taking care of the shop. And they were like, what? And then from there, I think that's where I started thinking differently. It's a team. It's not just me. Everybody needs to be on the same page. And that was one of the biggest impacts that I had.
I made that exact mistake years ago. I'd go away from a seminar, come back and tell the team, we're going to do this and we're going to change this. And they go, oh my. And then every time I would leave, they say, oh no.
Yeah.
Just, what day are you coming back? We won't be here. And you're right. You get a little overbearing. And I guess what you learned from the team concept is that to say, hey, listen, I got an idea. What do you guys think of it? What do you, guys and ladies think of it? How could we make this better and let them own it and come up with the ideas themselves?
Yeah. It's crazy when you take a different angle and you just start including the team and it takes a lot of pressure off of your back too, takes a lot of pressure off of you. And yeah, I've learned a lot from those seminars, from coaching, from everything. It's insane.
You've found a level of success. I'm sure you're busting your hump to stay there and to measure it and to, constantly be aware of the challenges that you have. You're out in California. California itself is a challenging state to do business in. What are some of your big challenges?
To have the right people around you to keep you informed on what it is that we have to do. So we, being in California, I'm always afraid of getting sued or not having the right training or not doing certain things. And that's always in the back of my mind. Like it might be in other states too, but being in California, I'm always thinking about that. So just having the right people around you, my CPA, ASCCA, I'm constantly on their team talk, just looking at any laws, things we have to do, things that just keep our business safe and keep it running well.
Well, half of the value of an association is the fact that they're paying attention to every new law that would affect your business. So that it's probably one of the, top five reasons to be involved in a state association. And that would be for all that they pay attention to. Family is big for you. I know that your mom's house is close to the shop.
Yeah, they park in the parking spots of our shop to get to their house.
And does mom make home cooked meal lunches for you every day?
I just ran and got some chile rojo. Yeah. Yeah. My dad's retired, so he's always cooking for us. That's kind of why I'm a little on the, I'm always there. They treat us so good. It's cool. No bakers, no nothing, no McDonald's for us. We get home cooked meals almost every day.
It just doesn't get any better. Now, family's in the business with you. I believe you told me your sister's on the counter.
Yeah, my sister's, she started working about 5 months ago. She's been with us. She's been a really great help. So it's her in the counter, and my brother, my younger brother, Jose, he's in the front counter, and, my older brother, Uriel, he's the master technician, and then myself. Yeah. And then we have two other techs. So it's six of us. We get along fairly good. Yeah.
Sounds like you have an amazing business in such a short amount of time and you didn't lose it. You were almost smart enough that as you kept seeing the waters get deep, you kept going out to getting some help so that you can bail out some of the water and get above it.
Yeah. At the very, very beginning, my only mentor was my brother. I mean, and he's a smart guy, very smart when it comes to cars. He was my mentor on the shop side and on the business side. And then that's where I started thinking, maybe, I should get professional help. when it comes to the business side.
Because your brother said, oh, you can't charge that, Esteban.
Oh, yeah. That was a big thing, you know. And we talk about it. We make fun of, like, hey, remember when the cars would come in and you freaking fix them for free, scan them. And that's how technicians are. You know, technicians, they love making people happy, fixing their cars right. And, you know, that's what a technician does. And then our job is to make sure that we make enough money to pay, or the business side, we have to make enough money to pay the technician what he's actually worth.
There's a lot of guys and ladies who want to start their own business, that have started their own business. The reason that I want to do this episode with a lot of younger folks that have made the leap into business ownership and like you, struggled in the beginning and figured out a way to turn it around. What kind of message do you have?
I think concentrate more on the business side. Get network with people that are running great shops so you could get good advice. My friend just started his shop and he looks up to me as like his mentor. He even calls me coach. I'm like, no. I just wanted to help him not do all the mistakes I did so he could start off, in a better position than I did. But definitely seek people that have been there, done that, and just try to pick their brain.
And keep an open mind. You know, there's a lot of advice that people give, and the receiver of that advice says, they must be nuts, that won't work. They just don't want to believe some of the I've been there and done that wisdom stories, and then they never actually change. They never try anything new because they don't believe it works for them, or it doesn't fit into their mindset, and their mindset is broken.
I think one of the biggest issues that we have, and this is an issue I had when I started, was my parts margin. I was very, very low. I had an AutoZone next door. My mindset was all like, okay, how could I sell this for this much when they have it for this much right down the street? And the first time I had my very first coach, he jumped in my computer. He changed all my numbers. He put a matrix in place. And I was a service advisor at the time. I literally felt like throwing up every time I'd make an estimate and be like, whoa, how are these people going to pay so much money for something I'm getting for $10 and I'm selling it for double or even triple? And that's why you need that type of person to kind of tell you, hey, you know, this is why. And they explain to you and it really makes sense. But it doesn't make sense at the beginning. It makes sense when you're actually doing it and go, wow, yeah, he's right. I wouldn't be able to survive. I would have been done, you know, 2-3 years in if I wouldn't have listened to all the people that, you know, and obviously I get the information and now I process it and I put my feelings into that information and I make the best decision I can. But at first it's almost like you have to trust them. And then from there you could kind of adjust, you know, if you want to change it a little bit up or a little bit down.
Yeah. You just described a tunnel academy that we're going to do in the next 2 or 3 weeks called selling from your own wallet. And that is that, well, I wouldn't pay that. Why would the customer pay it? You know, and you cannot sell from your own wallet and run a successful business that has sustainable profit so you can grow and be there. So coaching, do you have anybody else on your team going through any other kind of training?
My team just joined the PAVE training. Our service advisor, he has his homework that he has to do and he has videos that he watches.
And that would be your younger brother?
Yeah.
Do you see any benefit coming out of that, the investment you made there?
Oh, 100%, yeah. He did with the Elite as well, the advisor, I forgot the name of it, the master. He took so much out of there and he does really well. Everybody loves him. He knows where we have to be at. He does everything right. And he's still working. We have work to do. But yeah, definitely that helped him out a ton.
How cool. I wish you so much success. Young man, 8 years in business. And I think the first 5 were your struggles, right? And you finally, you know, flipped the switch, turned it around. And I would love to, you know, get you back on the show at another day down the road and say, hey, Carm, remember 3 years ago we were talking about this? Well, I've bought my first yacht.
That'll be a nice show.
Esteban Gonzalez, ASCCA member, Pro Shop Automotive in Colton, California. Thanks for being so transparent and honest, and I wish you all the success in the world.
Thank you. Appreciate it, Carm. That means a lot. Thank you.
Thanks for being on board to listen and learn from the premier automotive aftermarket podcast. Until next time.